In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Rembrandt was a 17th century Dutch artist who masterfully uses a mixture of light and shade to highlight certain aspects of the painting. The fancy art term is chiaroscuro. His art includes a range of topics, but most moving, perhaps, is his portrayal of certain Bible stories. In Bible study, we've looked at some of his work before. One of my favorites is his painting, The Prodigal Son. In this painting, Rembrandt uses brushstrokes of lighter shade to highlight the forgiveness taking place between the father welcoming his own son back home. The son kneeling at his feet. And there's a loving, forgiving embrace between the two. But in the background, in the darker shade of the painting, is the prodigal son's brother, who is jealous of his brother's return, hating him in his heart. Rembrandt properly highlights what's good in the light, and what's evil is left in the darkness. He highlights that which is the work of God, that is, forgiveness and reconciliation, while darkening that which is the work of the devil, hatred, jealousy, and envy. Rembrandt leaves those gazing at the picture celebrating that which is in the light. Likewise, we celebrate the coming light, a baby born in Bethlehem, who transforms our dark world with the light and warmth of God's presence. Since Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, the world has been left in darkness. Sin found a home here on earth and has cast its ugly shadow throughout the course of time. Isaiah pictured humanity's condition quite well by saying, "The people walked in darkness. They dwelt in a land of deep darkness." This darkness manifests itself on the cover of newspapers every single day. The light of our phones and TV screens shows a dark world turned from God. We join the generations of people who walk in the shadows of sin, and we feel the effects of that darkness, the Arctic chill of feeling lonely and unloved. In this dark, we are hopeless and full of despair. We dwell in deep darkness as we use our sin to paint darkness all around us. But God enters this dark scene. He has transformed the dark, gloomy landscape with the light and warmth of his presence. Isaiah prophesied this, saying, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." This great light, of course, has come in the form of a child. As Isaiah goes on to say, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." At Jesus' birth, God masterfully used chiaroscuro to show a great light entering a dark world, a baby born in the warmth of a stable, being one of the great highlights of God's redemption story. A true miracle that a child is born. Yes, a child like you and me. Yet, a son is given. No ordinary son, but the Son of God. This great light takes flesh and enlightens the cold, dark world around him, transforming the scene of despair to a scene of hope and joy. In our gospel text, John gives us reason to celebrate. He says, "The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it." The darkness tried to overcome this great light. Sin's darkness continues, even to this day, to overtake that which is illumined by the light. But when this great light entered the world through the baby Jesus, darkness reared its ugly head when Herod tried to kill this newborn king. The darkness would eventually try to dethrone him by calling for his execution on a cross. On Good Friday, it looked like, for a brief moment, the darkness had won. But on Easter morning, the great light burst open the tomb and would reign triumphant once again. Though this great light has come, there are some who reject this light and would rather remain in the darkness, like the jealous older brother in the Prodigal Son painting. John describes it by saying, "The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world, and the world was made known through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." There are those who'd rather live in the shadow of their own sinfulness than in the light of their son, of God's Son. Some may want to be in the light, but are too distracted by what the world has to offer. Gifts and toys, Santa and decorations, and the glitz and glitter of Christmas, that they miss out on the light shining forth from the manger. But us, by faith, receive and welcome this light, who delivers from the darkness of our sin. As John says it, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." In this dark, cold world, we welcome God's light, born in this baby, to save his people from their sin. In his coming, the entire portrait of our life is transformed into one of warmth, joy, and cheer. We behold his glory and we bow to his majesty. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.